Hey guys, welcome back. This is Stephanie Oki again. I know it has been ages. It has been ages. I have just been so busy. There's been so much going on, so many changes in my life, and just so many things. So, guys, just bear with me in this phase. You guys know that there's even been a time when I was away for a whole year. Right, so trust me, this is actually better because I'm still able to, still come on. I mean, that's not an excuse. I'm just sorry for my lack of consistency. So guys, today I have had so many things on my mind. There's been so many issues, and so I'm just going to kind of freestyle this podcast and talk about one or two things that have been happening in the media, especially in the Nigerian community. That have just been, I think they've just been overwhelming. So recently, and guys, this is now a situation of if you know, you know. Recently, there was a little child, a girl, that was seen in an obscene video. I never watched it. I have no interest in watching it. But quite a number of people watched it and talked about it, and so I kind of have an idea what was in that video. And so this was a child that was, seen doing adult things that mommies and daddies do, and she was doing it with other children, other male children as well. So it was not just her, it was her and some males. And so there are several issues that I personally just want to talk about today, without dwelling too much on the video. Well, we're talking about the video, so it's not like I'm not going to talk about it, but I want to dwell on other issues that people seem to not really realize. Now, first and foremost, a video of a child in such a state, why is that viral? I don't understand. Like, I don't know where to start from with this. Like, how does a video like that go viral? My first question was, who put that video up on the internet first? Okay, let's assume it's one of the little boys as well, doing their shenanigans. Okay, who did the first share? Who started to share it? How were people sharing it? So you find that a lot of people, after seeing this video, everyone's been having opinions. Oh my gosh, how can a little girl be that experienced? How can a little girl do this? Oh, her mother has failed. Oh, her mother didn't raise her right. Oh, some are saying, oh, the school failed. Oh, the school didn't protect the children, and this and that. I'm just gonna come here. This may not even be a long podcast. I just want to air my own views on this. My first view is that one, that girl was not the only girl in that video, but somehow the focus is on her. Nobody is even talking about the boys. That's number one. She's a child, they're children. I'm not saying you should even talk about any of them. That's true. We shouldn't even be talking about them. But since it's already a topic out there, let's do that. Now, nobody's talking about the boys. It's just the girl that seems to be carrying the heat. Now, let's leave the girl. The ones who want to blame the school are blaming the school. In my opinion, the school cannot necessarily, you can't tie a rope on children. Do you understand? Yeah, my personal opinion of this is that the society failed that child. So it even extends beyond her parents. Now, let's even talk about her parents. If you notice, I'm kind of scattered with this because this was a very overwhelming thing for me to actually take into my head. So that's why I said, I haven't seen that video. I have no interest. And God forbid I watch it. God forbid. Like, if anybody sends me that video, I literally will report you to the authorities. If you send me that video, I will make sure I send you to, the authorities somehow. Anyway, I know nobody's going to send me the video. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is everyone's focus is on the school, everyone's focus is on her mother. Nobody's also talking about her father. It just makes me see how much women get blamed in society. Women and girls. Women and girls. This girl has been so shamed. She has been shamed. And the rumor has it that the girl is 10 years old. I heard that she's 12. I heard she's 10. Either way, she's a child. The girl has been shamed, shamed, shamed. They have gone to her Instagram or is it TikTok profile, found videos of her dancing. The children dance. And why I say society has failed that child is because it's society is the dance that is reigning. You know, whatever is reigning is what children dance to. When I was young, we used to do flex because the flexing was what was reigning at the time. We'll flex all the way down. We would do the butterfly dance. At the end of the day, those dances were not age appropriate, but we were doing them because that's what society was teaching us. Now we're in an era. In my era, there was no telephones. There were telephones, but there was no mobile phones. So we didn't have smartphones. We didn't have, you know, the internet in the way that we have it today. Back then, the internet, you would click on a link. You would go and eat your food. Come back before the link opens. You click again for the next link. You go and buy something outside. Come back before the next link. That's literally the kind of internet we had back then. So, I mean, and that was when I was already about, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old. So when I was even younger, there was really no internet. Like, I never saw anything computer or anything. So, you know, children now are much more exposed to so much more because of society. And then, you know, and then now the blame is being put on the girl. Nobody's talking about the boys. Nobody has seen the boys. Nobody's saying, oh, why did the boys do this? Or why were the boys there? Nobody's asking about the boys' parents. It is just the girl. It's the girl. The girl has been shamed and shamed and shamed to a point where I don't even know where that girl is, but I feel so bad for her because I wonder how her mind is working right now because she's a child. You can imagine the mind of a child. She's probably so distraught, so embarrassed, so like, if that child were my child, I would just protect her from the world because the world really is, I mean, the society is evil, in my opinion. I would really do whatever I could right now to protect my baby because why is she being shamed that much? Whatever she knows, she was taught by society. Everyone's blaming her mother. Everyone's blaming her mother. They're not even blaming her father as much as the mother. Some people are saying parents. But the ones who are saying parents are saying parents. The ones who are saying mother are saying mother. But nobody is saying father. Nobody is saying father. And this is a saying that I always remember. My mom used to say this in broken English. She'll be like, "Pikiwe good na mama." How did she say it? No, she said, "Pikiwe good na papa geta. Pikiwe bad na mama geta." And what that means is a child that is good belongs to the father. A child that is bad belongs to the mother. That's how the society, that's how Nigeria sees it. If a child is bad, it is the mother. Yes, you're a bad mother. You were not there for your child. You were not watching your child. But if the child is getting all the good scores in school and everything, oh, yes, your father is a good dad. That's a good, your dad, nobody gives any form of acknowledgement to the mom. But when it's a bad thing, people even went on Instagram to find the mother's profile to say, oh, the mother dresses like this, but she came out looking like that. Like, what is wrong with all of you? What is wrong with all of you? I don't understand how people are in our era. Like, why are we so wicked? And then, you know, the worst part of it all, nobody is actually seeing how bad they are. Nobody is actually seeing that we are the main problem right now. Nobody is saying, I am a problem for watching a video of a child in such a state. Nobody is even thinking that. You don't even realize that the fact that you had that urge to click on a video like that means that you are a problem. You don't even see it. You cannot even connect it. Do you understand? Like, they don't even know how to connect it. You are a serious problem if you clicked on that video and watched it, especially knowing what it was. Some people are claiming, no, I didn't know. Somebody just sent it to me. Yeah, right. These days, before you even open a video, you will see a thumbnail. You will see a little thing to, you would have an idea what's in that video. And then you click on it. Okay, you click on it, you see the first 2 seconds, you didn't click out. You stayed till the end, eh? You stayed and you're like, oh, no, 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 no. And then, that's not all. You see a video of a minor in such a state, and you then forward it to another friend. Oh my God, take a look at this. Are you not a problem? The fact is, if they put that child, that same girl, in front of me, and they put you in front of me, you are worse than that child. And so you have no right to be actually pointing fingers because you are an adult. As an adult, you're more capable, not more, you are capable of making decisions. A child is not capable of making decisions for herself. And so if she decided to do a stupid thing like that in the video, I will still not blame her because she's a child. But you, an adult, could have made the decision to delete a video upon arrival and make sure that it doesn't get spread. But you decided to click on it and even share it. And then you're pointing fingers at the girl and her mother. You are worse. And you are society. Guys. Maybe I'm just going to rename my podcast Stephanie's, you know, Angry Outlet. Because I feel like things really piss me off. Especially when it comes to children, I have such a passion for children and protecting children. And people do not understand the need to protect children. They don't understand it. You think talking about a child and castigating her and saying, oh, she's this, she's that, she's such a bad child, she's doing this, she's doing what adults do. You think that makes you a good person? You really think so? Or talking that her mother is a bad mother, you think that makes you a good mother? Do you think that makes you a good mother if you point fingers at another mother and say, she's, look, let me tell you, I've seen pastors' children involved in bad things, especially during my time, when the internet first started getting really, you know, popular when I was like in undergrad. You would hear like a pastor's daughter did this, a pastor, because picking may go bad. That's the truth. And because our society has so much to give these children, it shows children so much that how do you want to really, like, look, you may be the best mother in your mind, but so many things in society are there to corrupt the mind of a child. And so you really just have to pray. Yes, pray. Prayer works. However you pray, whatever religion you practice or faith or belief you have, just pray over your child, because there's so many things that can corrupt a child today. Society, in my opinion, takes the first blame before her parents. And when I say her parents, I mean very, very, very clearly her mother and her father. I am not giving any, you know, there's no priority. There's no, oh, it was more of the mother's fault than the father. No, they're equal parents, 50-50. You people, the parents, if they're to blame, they would be second in my hierarchy. Look, the first, the number one to blame is the society. And that society includes you. You, all you people who share things on the internet, who do things on the internet, who watch videos like this. You people are to blame first. Before her parents, before the school. And yeah, you know what, guys, this is just my opinion. Seriously. Anyway, I even feel, to be honest, there's a part of me that even felt I shouldn't even talk about this because I shouldn't even shed any light on. But no, I think this message should be spread as far as possible. So if I have an extra 10 people who are going to listen to it, then good. If you ever see or hear that a video of a child is going around, you do your part of not letting it go viral by not clicking on it or not sharing it. We have to protect children. It is our responsibility. Guys, I don't know. this is just not a happy podcast. But yeah, this is my feeling. I'm sorry. Anyways, thank you guys for listening today. It was really such a sad situation, and I just pray for that child. I pray for that child's healing, and I pray that, you know, that child, I don't know, I just pray for her healing, because she's really going through a lot right now. And that's it. Thank you guys for listening. If you enjoyed this, don't forget to share my podcast to people around you, and subscribe. And yeah, thank you guys for even being here, because I know I've been taking breaks here and there. So thank you. Have a great day, guys. Bye.